Santa Barbara Bowl in beautiful downtown Santa Barbara, California. It's the Bing and Bong Show, and now here's your host, Bing and Bong!
Well, Bing, how are you?
I'm good. It's been so long since I saw you. That 4 days off between shows.
Where have you been?
I don't know, but remember when we had no days off between shows? Which would you rather have, 4 days off or no days off?
4 days. Thank you.
You would like that?
I liked it. I did like it.
You did like it. What did you do on your 4 days off?
Let's see. I came up here. It's a fabulous Santa Barbara.
I know it. Yeah. Yeah, there was no smoke in your eyes. Smoke didn't get in your eyes up here, did it?
I've been at the beach every morning at 6 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, and where'd you walk to? Like San Luis Obispo and back?
No, La Super Rica.
La Super Rica.
Our favorite taco sandwich is closed today.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Closed.
All right, that's it. We're not.
Damn.
That's it. We're not doing this show. Let's go. We're on strike.
Okay.
No, I put them in the show tonight. I gave Super Rico a shout out.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Maybe they'll open up.
Well, anyway, what are you? So,
what are we doing?
Excuse me. Your mic is not working. So
excuse me. Stan, you put this on me.
This is what you get after 4 days off.
Yeah.
What
Stan
have y'all
Kellum,
been doing? Obviously. Not
fabulous
the
video
mic.
Director.
What does that say on there? The Bing and Bong Show. Look, you got a we have stickers.
All right.
You have one of those on your.
Okay. Anyway. Okay.
You have one of those on your car bumpers. You got one of those stickers.
Well, I know we have a famous
viewer
guest,
mail.
And we got viewer mail. Should we do viewer mail?
We don't have guests. Right. No, we don't have guests.
We don't.
No.
He's
just viewer mail.
Well,
just viewer mail. No. What did you think? There was somebody famous out here? Huh?
It's midnight and I'm not famous yet?
I guess so.
Should we do that? Should we do that in Vegas?
Yes, we're going to do that in Vegas.
See? Look at that. Yeah.
No,
how
you
about
know
that?
What I thought about doing? Elvis Imitator. But we'd have to learn it. Elvis Imitator from the bottom to the top.
We can
Elvis,
do that. We know how to
remember
do
who
that.
We had on there?
The Jordanaires.
The Jordanaires.
That's right.
I saw the Jordanaires on the country music thing last night.
Wow.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
That was awesome.
A lot of people dying on that show, though, you know?
Don't even talk about it.
Oops.
We've been doing it. Wait.
Viewer mail. Let's go.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
All right. Pirate Rick. Bing.
Pirate Rick.
Bing.
Yes.
He asked a lot of questions. I enjoyed the Euro quadfecta, all four Euro quadfecta. Okay. I got it.
What?
The racetrack.
The Euro quadfecta. Oh.
All four European shows. I got it.
He went to all four shows.
Yeah.
What's
any
his
chance
question?
Of adding a show in Spain or Italy next year?
Spain or Italy.
Yeah.
There's rumor of it. We've had, let's just say, the offers are pouring in.
Wow.
I don't know if I work that hard, though.
What? Share.
Share what?
Well, what?
With Sonny?
You know, Italy has a lot of cities in
Roma.
It.
Roma.
What about Spain? What?
Spain? Could be.
Could
be.
Taking notes out there.
San Sebastian.
Nice.
Es que el clima es muy suave en España. Para mi músico, para tefilones, muy suave. Más suave. No, moose goes in your hair. Más, sorry about that. What's the question again?
All right. Okay. Jason Niebaum.
Okay.
All right. Bing and Bong.
Yes.
Which establishment do you think you enjoyed the most adult beverages? Duke's, Captain Tony's, Baz Bar, Margaritaville, Jurassic World.
Oh, the Select.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Ding, ding,
yeah,
ding, 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 ding. But those were good guesses.
They were.
Yeah.
Okay. Where was your favorite place to drink when you were drinking?
Well, I liked the Select.
Yes,
we were
you
there.
Did.
Back to band number one.
Yeah, exactly. I like drinking back there. I like drinking pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
The Fin Men from Dallas.
The Fin Men are here? The Fin Men are here?
Bing. They're here?
Yeah, okay.
We were.
Why come you don't have a question? Who's doing these questions?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right.
God, this is like being
really
in a lineup.
Were you supposed to be a Jesuit priest or Naval Academy trainer?
I was a Jesuit altar boy, yes. And I was supposed to go to the Naval Academy, but I kind of got drunk and flunked the test.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then... I don't think this would have worked out the same way.
No, I don't think so.
And I got a good song out of it.
You did?
Yeah.
You got a great song.
We are the people our parents warned us about, which still rings true. Yeah, that's it?
All right, that's it. So anyway.
What?
So we were here, what, 3 years ago?
I don't know.
5 years ago, wow.
The 15 to 18.
This is
15 to 19, right, 4 years.
Tell us, what's the first year we were here?
Oh, my God. 80?
I'm going to say 80, 81, yeah.
Is that right?
Because I drove up with my wife. We just got married.
You weren't in the band? I was still trying to get you in the band? Or you
no,
were in the
I
band?
No, I was in the band.
You were in the band then?
Yeah, yeah.
And we hadn't stolen you away at that point?
No,
no. No, Rita. And,
but here's a little historical memento.
All right.
Tim Lamb, our great production manager, was road managing Bob Marley here in 1979.
Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
Where's Tim Lamb?
He's
around. Did he do the Roxy?
Yes, he did
the Roxy. Because I was at that show. That's where I was drinking.
There is Tim Lamb, our production manager.
Yeah, come on in, Tim.
He didn't look old enough to road manage Bob Marley in 79.
I was at the Roxy in 1979.
I was sitting there waving.
I was there in 79. I was here in 79. I was all over.
And we played here in 81?
Yeah, I think
we were right behind.
Yeah.
Okay. But Tim went all the way. He was in the station wagon with the Rasta men.
Station wagon traveling across the world. That and a Greyhound bus. really
yeah, we want to hear that. We want that book. I want that book. Tim Lamb and Bob Marley and the Wailers. Holy mackerel.
No, but I knew Andy really well. Yeah. Okay.
But there was a lot of juice backstage then, wasn't there?
There were bags of greenery that were delivered constantly.
Yes.
Oh, good.
And favors.
And favors.
Speaking of greenery, I hear there's...
Speaking of greenery, where are you going with this question?
Well, in Vegas, there's a grand opening.
Well, there is.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's talk about that.
The apothecary. But, hey, it's...
Some greenery.
We're legal now.
Hey!
Okay.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Respect, man. Okay. What else we got? Are we stalling here?
Yeah.
Are we doing this?
We're stretching.
This?
Yeah, we're
doing a little bit. Ask Tim before he left.
Tell him about your party for them.
Are we stretching?
Yes.
What is this? 4 minutes. Okay.
Can I ask you about your launch
My what?
Your launch of Coral Reefer coming up here.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Coral Reefer is launching at the Apothecary Shop. In beautiful Las Vegas, 24/7.
Wow!
Really?
I think so.
You can go purchase.
You can purchase.
Yes, it's recreational and medical there.
No kidding!
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Flower and vape.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and gummy bears too.
No way!
Edibles.
Yeah, way.
Yeah,
way.
So big,
man. Can you believe this shit?
This is going to be a great.
This is going to be a great
pre-concert.
Oh. Well, it's the last show of the touring year.
Yes.
Yep. Yes, it is. Yes. So,
boy, well, we'll see all you folks out there.
There, guess what? There's a pot party at the. It's Friday night.
Are you going to be there?
I may go through there because you know as. No, as you know, I got to check in. You know,
got to check in.
Yeah.
This is a business now.
Absolutely. Just want to see what's going on.
I want to see what's going on there. Yeah. Yeah. But they got a restaurant there and everything. But I don't know if you can buy.
You get hungry.
I want to see if you can buy a product in the store and then go to the restaurant. Well, I'll have 7 cheeseburgers.
You might need a couple.
See, we're showing our Aspen roots here, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes, back when we thought it was illegal.
Right. Right.
We were bulletproof.
Yeah, bulletproof.
Both.
Yeah.
Both. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You just need a couple breath mints before you enter the casino from the apothecary.
Apothecary, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I'm sure there's a couple good bud tenders there at the new
bud
store.
Bud tenders.
Bud tenders?
Yeah, that's
See,
what
you
they
know,
call
you know more you know more terms
well,
than I do.
Well, you've been living in Colorado.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
a bud tender.
Yeah. Those are the folks that take care of you behind the counter. They're called bud tenders.
Bud tenders.
Don't forget to tip your bud tender.
But
tip your bud tender. Okay.
Yep.
I'm learning about this. Are you going to go over and take a look?
I'm going to take a look.
Are you? Yeah. Okay. 24/7.
24/7. You don't see them at 6 a.m.
Now, I may be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure it's 24/7. Let's ask Mr. Meter, our social media guy. Is it 24/7? Look it up there. We got to stretch.
Look it up. The store.
Is the apothecary store in Vegas open 24 hours and 7? Taking bets.
Folks, if you're listening, Mike Utley will be walking over to the store at about 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Friday morning.
Yep.
Yeah. An omelet.
Yeah. An omelet. And a vape pen.
Yeah. That's an egg white omelet, please.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly.
Well, you can tell this tour's coming to a screeching halt pretty soon. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
What? He usually quit.
Even the band is laughing at us over there. You know, look at that. Huh?
Yeah, 24 hours.
24/7.
It's next door to Pink's Chili Dogs.
No way.
No.
Stop it.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Are we still stretching? Can we go to work?
Okay. Thank you, Santa Barbara. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll see you in Las Vegas.
All right. But tonight it's Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara Bowl. All right.
Okay.